Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we finished verse 18, and we're just starting the invitation. Listen and pray as we start at this point today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are in our worst state, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That is so profound. That is so worthy of so much thought. I think of Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. And really, if you start in verse 5 there, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself unto death, even the death of the cross. Oh, he modeled it. He loved us. And yet he showed us our evil sin and what it deserved by his sacrifice. Now think of his love. Because not all men are lovable. Okay. Most of us are not. But isn't it interesting that he says in 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4, God would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? He said all men. John 3:16, he said, for whosoever believeth. In 2 Peter 3:9, he said that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He's not willing that any should go to hell. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, he said, whosoever will. By the way, let me just ask you a question. How many times does whosoever have to appear in the Bible for it to be true? You say, Pastor, you have no idea how deeply I have gone into sin. Preacher, you just have no idea. And no, I don't. I don't know you in most cases. And even when I know you personally, I don't know your heart. But he does, and he loves you. Where sin abounded, Romans 5:20 says, grace did much more abound. He wants to save you, but you must turn to him, realizing, I cannot save myself. I need a Savior, and only Jesus can save me. And once you realize that only Jesus can save you, he will do it. But you must realize only he can save you. So you must turn to him with your whole heart. Perhaps you're listening today and you say, Pastor Andy, you know what? I think that you've really stepped all over my feet today in this message. I do need a Savior. I'm just not sure if I died today that heaven's my home. Well, you know, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. My friend, that includes me and that includes you. You know, the glory of God is Jesus Christ. You're not measured compared to me or to anybody in the church or anywhere else. You're compared to Jesus Christ. We all fall short of him. And yet that is the standard that we have to meet to appear in heaven. That's why the Bible says, in Christ. I'm in Christ. I'm accepted in the Beloved. I'm accepted in Christ, through Christ. That's where my acceptance is. I'm a sinner. I've sinned and come short of the glory of God. He said in Romans 6:23, for the wages, what I've earned, what I've got coming to me, For the wages of sin is death. That is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. That's what I deserve. That's what I have earned. But the gift, not what I deserve, not what I earn, but the gift of God is eternal life, but it's only in one way, through Jesus Christ our Lord, he said. Boy, that's great news, isn't it? It's grim news to know that I deserve to go to hell, and every man born into this world deserves to go to hell. But the good news is, no one has to go to hell if they'll turn to him. Turn to Jesus Christ. Why? Because Romans 5:8, God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, just like we are in a worse state, Christ died for it. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed white as snow. We read in his ministry that he saved a thief on the cross beside him, saved his soul, took him out of heaven that same day. We realize that he also saved Mary Magdalene, had seven devils, and that's a witch. There was a woman taken in the act of adultery that called for the death penalty. There's a woman that had five husbands, and the man that she's living with now was not her husband. There was the murderer by the name of Saul, who gets saved, but later becomes named Paul, a great missionary. And on we could go telling about, through the Bible, men that were murderers, that were no good, that were low down, but they got saved. The Apostle Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. Nobody is worse than me. And God saved him. And I say all that to say is that God will save you because he loves you, and God doesn't lie. That's one thing God realizes, is that he does not lie. He wants to save your soul. Acts 20 and verse 21 says it this way. Repentance toward God. God and all his deity, all sin is against him, no matter what kind of sin it is, whether we call it big or little. For the wages of sin, he doesn't say a big sin, a whole lot of sin. He said, for the wages of sin is death. I may already be 69 by the time you listen to this. If I committed three sins a day, which would be very conservative because we commit more, because the thought of foolishness is sin, the knowing to do right and doing it not is sin. So many things the Bible tells us is sin, so we know that we sin and sin daily and probably sin often. Psalmist had to say, forgive me secret faults, things that he didn't even realize were sin. So we sin daily. And if I just did three sins a day, do you realize that's over 1,000 a year? And do you realize that in over 1,000 sins in a year, at 69 years old, that's 69,000 sins at least? And I'm far beyond that. I'm a sinner. Why he saved me and why he puts up with me since I've been saved, I don't understand except that he loves me. Yes, all sin is against God. Repentance towards God. Because sin is such an abomination to his holy presence. And faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 20:21 says, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Why does he say faith towards Christ? Because he died on the cross for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He paid the penalty in full. He was buried, and 3 days later he rose from the dead, having done that for you. As faith, you're trusting what he did, paid your penalty because he said it did. And God doesn't lie. And he's willing to save you. For he said to him that come to me, I'll in no wise cast out. He'll do that for you. So what is your job? That thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Romans 10:9, the Lord Jesus, Lord his deity, Jesus his humanity. And believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, that is with your very life, man believeth unto righteousness, that is the righteousness of Christ. in your place, making you accepted before the judgment of God. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, won't you just right now, right where you are, you're not sure you're saved, why not call upon him to save your soul? He will. Take God at his word. He said he would if you will. If you'll just turn from your sin. You say, how do I turn from my sin? I can't. I've tried to stop this. I've tried to stop that. And I end up doing it again. Hey, I've been there. You can't stop. But you turn to him and he can take it from you. He can even make some of those sins be repulsive to you that you used to do constantly. But you turn to him, willing for him to take it from you, to cleanse you by his blood. And you give him your heart and life. He is God. He is Lord. He is Savior. You're turning to him. He's in charge now instead of you. In return, he gives you not only his eternal life, his eternal love, but an eternal home in heaven, where there's no more sorrow, no more pain, no more crying, no more tears, and the former things are passed away. What a beautiful place that is. Won't you come to him? Won't you ask him to save you right now? Why not right where you are right now? Just pray this prayer that I'm going to form. The words that I pray here will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean it, would you pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for every sin I ever have or ever will commit. I believe that he was buried, and 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the grave, having victory over hell and death. I right now ask you to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. Cleanse me of all my sin. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? I'd like to help you with some things on our website. Our announcer give it to you. You can look for on there. You'll see in the left-hand column on that website of booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. Look up the one called Building Blocks. There's also one on fellowship. And just look at those books, too, to get started in your new Christian life. And I believe they'll help you greatly. Well, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm